Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, I just had a charge go on my credit card, and I'm not sure what it was for.
So I can try to pull up a charge with your zip code and first and last name.
Amy Vargas.
And your zip code?
68765.
68765? Yes, could you spell your last name?
V as in victory, A-R-G-A-S.
So that's V as in victory, A-R-G-A-S as in Sam?
Yes.
Yes, give me one moment. Yes, sir. Could you verify your mailing address?
306 West 4th Street, Osmond, Nebraska, 68765.
Yes, and are you familiar with a P.O. box?
Box 465.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment. It looks like this was for a contest that was entered for a kitchen mixer.
Okay, but it was only supposed to be like $4.
Yes, ma'am. So that is a raffle. You pay the $574 to enter the raffle, but you have to be in our subscription, which is $56.95. With that subscription, there would have been a email voucher that was sent to A as in Apple Vargas 1970 at yahoo.com.
Okay, can I just cancel this?
Yes, and so if you don't want to continue with that contest, we can go ahead and have it canceled for any future billings, and I can give you a cancellation number.
Okay, and then will that get put back on my card?
So that cancels for future billings. We can issue a partial refund for 35%.
I want the whole thing.
So we'd only be able to issue a partial refund because you entered the contest. Instead of 35%, we can offer you 50% back.
Yeah, but I thought it was for $5.
It states in the terms and conditions that you're paying the $5 to enter the contest, but you have to be in the subscription. That's where they picked the winners from.
Okay, well, cancel everything.
We can still only issue a partial refund. Would you like the 50% back?
Yeah, and then I'll dispute it with my credit card company.
What happens when you dispute a charge with your bank? They call us. We can verify with your email address, your phone number, as well as your mailing address that you did enter the contest, and your account was your go to a chargeback for a false dispute. But if you give one moment, we can go ahead and have that account canceled, and I'll be happy to give you the cancellation number.
Okay.
And I did go ahead and cancel. Although those terms and conditions might have been misunderstood, I went ahead and issued the full refund. It takes 3 to 5 days to post. Would you like the cancellation number?
Yes, please.
C as in Charlie. 2607369 64.
Okay.
And that's it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the customer support. Yeah, great day.